Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
You can open your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 4, if you would, please. This fourth chapter of Mark, beginning with the 14th verse, the sower soweth the word. The word of God is the subject of this teaching. And all of the other things in it are related to the word. That's the subject. And Jesus taught about taught about the soil and so forth. And you can easily handle that by saying, do a soil sample on yourself. Are you good soil? Are you good ground? Or are you not? Do a soil sample. Praise God. Hi, Billy Brim. And he began to teach on that. But I wanted you to see what he said about the kingdom of God. We're going to be talking about the kingdom of God tonight. And the Lord just reminded me of scripture from of the Gospel of Luke. Cheer up, little children, because it gives your God great pleasure to give you the kingdom, to give it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that could go on and on. But when we got born again, he gave us the kingdom. Because the kingdom of God now is on the inside of you, on the inside of me. We used to be outside in people. Now we're inside out people. Amen. When we went to the Lord and said, Lord, we need this. I need that. What am I going to do if I don't get that? And would you help me with this? You're doing this and he's in here. You're doing this, and he's in here. The kingdom is in here, if he is in here. Why? Because he's the king, and he's here. That could have easily been a place for an amen. Amen. Glory to God. So is, verse 26, Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground, should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. He doesn't have to know how. It just works. It just works. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Oh, with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Amen. So I receive this like this. I see this like this. My seed that I sow, the seed that I sow into the ground of the kingdom, I don't have to know how it makes it work. All I have to know is Jesus said it. Now, my grandfather was a farmer and a good one. I mean, he'd get a crop when other people didn't. Two main reasons. One, he'd stand out there in the middle of that field and take his hat off and pray before he ever plowed. Now, my grandmother could read and write, and she was the one that did the tithing, thank you very much. And my mother was born in Veneta, Oklahoma. Does that tell you anything? And her name is Vanetta. It's the same, they just pronounced it different instead of pronouncing it Vanita. But my grandfather, my, he just knew things. Hardly no education at all. But he just knew things. He was a farmer. He had to know the soil. So it was without the soil, forget the rest of it. Now, once irrigation came on the plains, then the water was in place. And you had plenty of sunlight, but the soil. And I've seen him do it. He'd go out there after he plowed. He'd go out there and dig down a little bit and smell of that dirt and feel of it. And he never would use any sort of an instrument to set the depth of his planter. And they didn't fool with it. After he did all of that, Keith, and dig around, then he'd set that planter. There were places he wouldn't sow anything. He'd just go around that. Another thing that was very enlightening to me, his rows, his furrows, I mean, they looked like somebody had done them. They were just straight as a string. And I asked him about it. I said, "Popo, how you get your rows so straight?" "Oh," he said, "Kenna, you look at a man's rows, you can tell what kind of character he is. If his rows are sloppy, he's sloppy." And I remember this. Now, he's a farmer. He's a planter. And he always had a crop. We're sowers. We sow the word. But then we sow, and accordingly, we sow our seed, our offerings. Amen. And his knowledge of the soil. I was with him one day, and the county agent came by. Now, you city folks don't know what a county agent is, but let me help you. That fella's laughing right. He country folks. I can tell where he looks in here. Probably says ain't instead of, you know. Ain't you? Don't you? The county agent, is the one that reads the almanac, reads all of this, and, you know, takes a picture of the moon and all of that. And then he comes around and he says, now, this is my strong suggestion for what you do in this county this season. The county agent would come by and see Mr. Owens. And then he'd go tell everybody what you ought to do in the county this season. And my granddaddy would laugh and just laugh. He said, that schoolboy don't know what to do. And he said, here I am. I don't know nothing, but I know how to farm. I know how to plant, and I know how to harvest. I know how to get a crop. That's what Jesus was talking about in the kingdom of God. I know, I've learned over the years. I learned by... And in the very beginning, from a master spiritual farmer, Oral Roberts, who taught me seed faith, faith in my seed. Seed faith. Amen. Faith in the seed. This is not corruptible seed. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, the Word of God. Yeehaw. Glory to God. Amen? Incorruptible seed. So you're offering seed tonight. And those of you watching online, you're offering seed tonight is... going into this ministry in ways that will help it extremely because of damage that occurred during that very unusual season that we just went through. And I'm talking about Texas, you understand, with an ambient temperature of minus 4 degrees below zero in Fort Worth, Texas, without the wind chill, and the wind was blowing. Tore up a lot of stuff. Amen. But, amen. So you're sowing into that. And sowing into good ground. Now, and, oh yeah, yeah, that I thought about that a moment ago. And the Lord dropped it in my heart, so I want to use this as an illustration. Do you know why? Now just think about this. Particularly in the olden days, no, they still do it. They put creosote on a telephone pole before they put it in the ground. Why? The ground tries to make it grow. And it'll rot it. That's what the ground does to the husk of that seed. The ground tries to make it grow. Everything you stick in that ground, it wants to grow it. That's the reason you use steel posts instead of wooden posts. It'll rot the bottom off of it. And Jesus said that. The earth knows what to do with the seed. The little house we lived in, the very first house that we had of our own. And we planted one tree right in the middle of the yard. And that thing dried up. And it was just a big stick. And it just watered around in the hole. And I thought, that's not right. We need a tree. And so I got my Bible and went out there and just straddled it and started reading to it and telling it it was the blessing of Abraham. You are blessed, you little stick. I mean, I honestly believe I could have pulled that thing out of the ground. And so, and it started, and you know, we watered it and so forth, and we could see that it was going to live. Well, then, it wasn't too long after that, we moved. And we've been back by there one time since. And I was amazed. That tree just shades that whole front yard, but I had to talk to it. But the tree knew what to do when the ground did what it did and the Word of God blessed it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for the Word of the living God, the Word of the kingdom. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, sir, to reveal to each one of us your desire, your plan, the offering that you desire for each one of us to sow into this offering tonight. Yes, sir, I'll do that. Be glad to do that. And I praise you and bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't just think one day at a time. One offering at a time. There may be something else God wants you to do. I was just going along, happy as I could be, I was preparing to send an offering to Tulsa to Brother Hagin, and I said, okay, and the Lord said, send Brother Hagin $50,000. I said, okay. Ooh, that's good. Because see, when he does that, he's moving on you for something. And so it may be something you want to do over a period of time or something, whatever he tells you to do. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. I had never seen $50,000 at one time in my life. Now, by that time, the ministry had, but he said, this is a personal offering. Okay. So all of the change that I had when I'd come home, I had a shoebox sitting on the chest, and I just emptied my pockets. That's Brother Hagin's money. That's Brother Hagin's money. And I just put Brother Hagin's money in the box. And then I didn't pay any attention to it, and I let the... You know, somebody count it and just send it up there. And I was going along. I just kept doing that, And I thought, I wonder how much I've sent up there. So I called Buddy. I said, Buddy, that was Brother Hagin's son-in-law, Buddy Harrison. I said, Buddy, from this date to this date, how much have I sent up there? And he came back and he said, little over $60,000. I said, there isn't any way. And there wasn't. Yes, because we went back. Of course, the staff knew because they counted it and sent it up there. We hadn't sent the $60,000. It multiplied.
My Jesus.
Yeah, glory to God. It multiplied. That's all right with me.
Yeah.
Got time for one more story?
Yes.
Well, I lied. Is this another story?
Another one.
Well, one of my strong partners. Now, this is, he's a farmer. But now this is far later than my grandpa. I mean, he's not out there on that old Alice Chalmers man killer that he had. My grandfather was a farm all man, and somehow he wound up with this old AC tractor and is kind of worn out when he got it, and he didn't like that tractor at all. Then just as quick as he could, he got back into a farm all. Well, a tractor's supposed to be red anyway. So anyway, and... But this man, I mean, you know, He's got the machine and the air conditioning, and he's listening to tapes, and he's farming by faith, and he's, whoa. And I'm preaching on debt free. And he said, boy, stop in the middle of the day. A farmer stops in the middle of the day. He's either sick or something. And his wife saw him, but boy, here he came. He said, we're going to pay this place off, this farm off. He said, this is the only thing we owe any money on, and we're going to be debt free. We're praising God. And they agreed together, and he went back to work. He said, call and find out how much we owe those people. And if I remember right, they had a loan with a co-op or something like that. Anyway, so she called them. We would like to have numbers on the payoff of our farm. Okay, we'll get back to you. Well, she didn't hear anything from them. Time went by. And so she thought, well, what is this? So if I remember, it was a couple of weeks or so, whatever it was, went by, and she called them back. I really need the payoff on this farm because we won't pay it off. Well, hang on just a minute. So she got the loan officer, and he got on the phone, and he stammered around a little bit. We don't have any record of your loan. She said, does that mean I don't owe you anything? Yes, ma'am, I guess it does. She said, would you write me a letter to that effect? He said, yes, ma'am, I will. We serve a Jubilee God, and he knows stuff. Hallelujah. Somebody give him some praise here. Glory to God.
Brother Copeland, Marvin came from Illinois, drove all the way down to be a part of this event. He's a Vietnam vet, and he's been hearing voices, but during the message today, he felt a freedom come over his body. But he said, I had to be here. I had to get to Branson and be a part
praise
of this service
God.
Here today.
Praise
he feels
God.
Complete freedom today.
Anytime,
amen.
Amen. Sir.
Praise the Lord.
Sir, anytime that it seems like one of those voices is going to come, you say, no. And say it out loud. No, I'm not receiving you. You don't talk to me anymore. I'm delivered and I'm free. I listen to the voice of Jesus, not you. And you just get out of my life. Every time, it won't take many. You got your freedom today, but you know the devil. He's persistent devil. And he'll keep trying to come back. But just, no, I don't do it in the name of Jesus. And tell him, just say, listen, devil, you hear my voice. You hear my voice. I have a louder voice than you have. And I have the name of Jesus, and you don't. And I have the power of God, and you don't. And I have the Word, and you don't.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yeah.
This is Alex, and he came to the meeting with his shoulder, elbow, and arm all jammed up. But this morning, what happened?
Well, the story is that I was crushing a gallon of milk, empty jug, and it slipped and I fell on my elbow, straight on my elbow, and I was in pain because I laid there on the floor for a while, and a week later I thought I felt better, but I couldn't lift my arm this high. The wife says, how do you feel better? I need an antenna so we can watch TV. So I got up in the attic and I didn't pull out the ladder, so I get up there. So I just laid it on the other ladder. On the way down, carrying stuff, I fell off and landed on my elbow again and onto the concrete. And it got worse. I hadn't been able to sleep for at least a month and a half, 2 months. Oh. And just now.
Ah!
Every Friday is offering day on the broadcast. Let me read to you again today from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." If you've heard good word today on this broadcast, and I know you have, if you've been watching all this week, or maybe for years you've been tuning into this broadcast, and the word of God has gotten into your heart and brought change into your life, that's what excites us. That's what this ministry is all about, getting God's word into your heart and into your life. But it's not supposed to stop there. According to this scripture, when we're taught the word, we have a scriptural, biblical responsibility to respond to the word that we've heard. Notice again, he said, "Let him who's taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." You want to make sure that this word that you've heard that's brought change into your life doesn't stop with you, but it gets to people all over the world. And that's where partnership comes in. If you're not yet a partner with this ministry, I encourage you to go before the Lord. Find out if He's got an assignment for you to stand alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Partnership is powerful. And it's something that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland take very seriously. They love their partners, praying for you, their partners, every single day. And there are a lot of us. We are a growing and global family. We've got partners in Africa and Europe and Australia, Eastern Europe, Canada, here in the United States of America, literally all over the world. And together, you have helped Kenneth Copeland Ministries send the gospel across the globe. And because of God's faithfulness through you, KCM can continue to make teaching resources and outlets free of charge. And your partnership, through your partnership, you're a part of every broadcast, every magazine that gets sent out, the website that is used to minister the word, every little social media post, every meeting that we host, you're a part of all of it. Partners, thank you. Thank you for joining KCM to fulfill the word of the Lord to Brother Copeland and his assignment to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. We call you blessed today in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people. We ask you to see it and receive it and open up the windows of heaven above them. Pour out a blessing so much, so rich, so strong that there's not room enough to contain it. Glory to God. That's what we're expecting to see God do in your life. He is a good God. And when it happens, let us know. We want to rejoice with you about it, and we want to give Him all the glory. Now listen, this Sunday coming up is Father's Day right here in the United States. And we want to say happy Father's Day to all of our fathers in the faith, our grandfathers. We are grateful for you. We're grateful that you are in our lives and the example that you are of the goodness of God to us. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.